The time is 12 o'clock a.m. on the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio here on Listener Confounded Radio Valencia.fm, which, of course, we like to remind you is not FM or radio or even on Valencia. It is our mission in the mission to provide this type of recondite entertainment for you. Yeah, the joint is jumping here.
How long? Baby, how long?
Anyone want to drop in and have some eggnog and some cold pizza? Still good. Cheese and crackers got all muddy. We've got it all here. Put up with it. Take it. What can I do?
Ain't nobody never lived that didn't do somebody wrong.
If you didn't see it, you probably didn't see it in a movie.
Movies are thirsty for content.
Oh, content. The movie Mank.
Gotta feed the monster.
The movie called Mank.
Mank? About Joseph Mankiewicz?
The man who wrote Citizen Kane.
That Joseph Mankiewicz.
Sounds vaguely familiar, but if I did see it, I've completely forgotten it.
Marshall. It was one of David Fincher's last movies.
John. Is David Fincher no longer with us?
No, I think he's still alive.
Oh, just one of the last movies he made.
Yeah. The last one I remember him having directorial credit. And that's the way it works. On Ask Dr. Hal Show. I was walking down the street and...
That's the way to do it.
I came across a chorus.
Thank you. It's real frightening.
It's scary,
is it? It's a real show. What is going to be real frightening?
Because which
it's
real?
It's about politics.
Parlor tricks.
We think maybe.
Oops.
Right now it's about nice animals.
Nice animals.
They're so
nice
spongy and soft.
Soft and fuzzy.
I bet you can't even guess what you're listening to.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear.
Instrument man-made in there.
Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair.
Animal.
Even fuzzy was it wasn't fuzzy, was it?
But not for long. No. Now it's back to normal.
Gotta work Ruth Buzzy into there.
The way those guys are.
All right. You're a lousy audience. But I've got another one for you. As soon as I take this call. Yeah, I'm trying to do a show here. Oh, wrong line. Hello?
Hi.
Who's
this? Thanks for calling. Voice line.
You called me. What's this all about? You know, I'm just going to hang up.
This country on the verge of war. It's getting pretty hard to take my line of work.
You mean Venezuela?
Radio commercials. All that seriously. In fact, it's getting so that more and more, every time I'm in the studio for a session, I feel just a little bit more hypocritical.
Well, you and me both, buddy.
It's like I'm part of this massive conspiracy.
Oh, the massive conspiracy.
People into spending all their money on image-enhancing products that in reality
with, Representative Douglas Massive.
The strange thing is,
his embezzlement
the more
of
guilty I feel about this situation,
money intended for the Small Animal Administration.
My delivery has improved tenfold since the
your Carter's Little Pills delivered
4 or 5 times a week
to our nation's
I've
capital.
Up my rates.
I'll up your
just
rates,
think
young
what
man.
Happen in the event of an all-out war.
Saw the vision of the world and all the wonder that would be. Saw the heavens fill with commerce, argosies of magic sails, pilots of the purple twilight dropping down with costly bales. Heard the heavens fill with shouting, and there rained a ghastly dew from the nation's airy navies, grappling in the central blue. Far along the worldwide whisper of the south wind rushing warm, with the standards of the people plunging through the thunderstorm. Till the war drum throbbed no longer and the battle flags were furled, in the parliament of man, the federation of the world. There at least will be enjoyment more than in this march of mind, in the steamship, in the railway, in the thoughts that shake mankind. There the passions, cramped no longer, shall have room and breathing space. For I am now a member of the proud subgenius race.
A conduit for someone else's concepts. A faceless spokesman for companies who want you to believe their advertising campaigns only a little bit more than they want to believe in them themselves. Now what do you think? Am I cutting my own throat here? Biting the hands that feed me by verbalizing these thoughts on a demo line? An audio billboard for the commodity that I have become? I don't know. I can't answer that.
All the way. Ho, 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 ho. Ha, 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 ha. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Thank you. listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio with only 5 days till Christmas. Hope you've got your shopping done. This is the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio Christmas special. And now, this.
More like something searching for you.
My goodness, how terrifying.
No one knows for certain.
Maybe you just don't
back
care.
Asleep.
My, look at the makeup job
worry.
On that.
You might be fine. Okay. Or you just might be so messed up that you don't even know who Bob is.
Yes, this is
you have to call this radio show and ask.
I admit you have the superficial.
Of course, there's some considerable weight.
Saturday morning. And then big yawn.
Listener from Karen
Weather. Big yawn.
It's so much easier to just let that weight of this show keep you slowed down.
Yeah, I remember
what
big
the show makes you wait.
Slow shows. You just don't care.
I guess
you'll
the show makes everybody wait.
Doing what you're told.
Scientists are still not sure.
Follow your orders.
Because everything we say from here on out is going to sound like utter boredom to you.
I don't think you're letting these slides
you're normal, it will.
On for a long enough time for people to see them. Ah, there.
You are normal, aren't you?
And that's a little bit
stay
better.
Away. Keep your distance.
That one looks pretty good. Now, what's this?
Well,
looks
you
like
can go back to sleep or you can go
Christmas
back to hell. But you
has.
Can learn to think for
Something
yourself.
Is Victory Night in Union Square.
Well, I want to find somebody. I don't know about you.
You now face.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's the guy you want to find. No,
no. When you complete the entire
forget this
unit.
Bob, Karen.
Yeah,
and
I don't know what
your examination.
Well, what's the big problem with Spo?
What's next?
Spo, he's an next to you.
But doctor, I thought we were going to be operating this evening.
Well, we are right now. I'm afraid. Here, pass the forceps.
Well, I only.
And then why are you looking for Bob out there? Hello.
Why? I was trying to get a hold of someone else through Bob.
Through Bob?
Through Bob.
You mean there's a hole in him still?
Someone else is
you threw Bob where? Okay.
What's all this stuff about getting a hold of someone else?
So what's your real reason?
Through Bob.
Real reason.
Hey, Laura,
well,
there is
I'm
no
up
one
here
else.
In,
staggering evolution.
Folsom Lake, Sacramento.
Now.
Trying to get a hold of someone
not
in Newcastle. That's where we usually are.
Newcastle?
Bob every day.
That's
well, you sound under the influence of certain drugs.
We've been carrying coals to there for years.
Certainly. Do you mean Bob Nelson, or do you mean Bob Dobbs?
For me in specific.
Bob Dobbs.
No, you don't. You mean Bob Dubs.
Bob Dubs?
Yes, and Bib Dibs.
Bib Dibs.
Does
Bob got a brother?
Bob dissipates into
Ted Dobbs.
Yes.
Well, actually,
right.
He's got a bunch of brothers, but
he
they're
and
fighting over the
world. We are a band of brothers, native to the soil. And how we like to stir things up and bring them to a boil.
I heard that a couple weeks ago, but
to ones, we bring the jubilee.
No, I see Bob all the time.
Really, where?
Oh, you do you?
Which one?
Manic mannequins that look like Bob.
And look, oh yeah, you're right. thinking like that.
Come back here. You forgot the horn.
It seems to be some poor...
Oh, you're in misery.
We'll find... Greetings, fellow plasma carriers.
But you, I was afraid of this.
It sounds like Mickey calling from Pluto.
Yes.
Now look, you.
Doing up
I was an idiot long before I ever heard of this homogeneous stuff. Cut me some frop.
Was there anything else?
Sorry, no frop for a customer.
Cut you some frop?
Now for question number one.
Okay.
Why did you choose to name this bogus deity Bob as opposed to Hortense, Billy Boy, or Mary Margaret McMurphy?
We do not name Bob.
No, we don't not name Bob.
Those guys didn't say enough.
I mean, what did you choose to name yourself?
Yes, did you come into being with a name?
That's for me to know and you to find out, Rosebud.
The same with us and our Bob. Next question.
Okay, give me a scream.
Question number two.
Okay, give me a scream.
Better be better than the last one. Because we didn't have dynamite to blow him up.
Look, Bob never claimed to be God or the Messiah, and he never claimed to be any better than you, although he probably was.
He just wanted to enjoy himself like everybody else.
Yeah, that's right.
Merry Christmas, City Hospital.
I mean,
in other words, what are the new rules?
Oh, here we are at the fiscal machine.
That's right. There was a jelly talking jelly donut. Well, here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Freddie Price. Come on up here, Freddie.
Go, Freddie.
Through the green fuse drives the flower, drives my green age, that blasts the roots of change, is my destroyer. And I am dumb to tell the crooked rose, my youth is bent by the same wintry fever. The force that drives the water through the rocks drives my red blood, that dries the mouthing stream, turns my black, and I am dumb to tell the mountain stream that from the mountain spring the same mouth sucks. The hand that whirls the water in the pool stirs the quicksand that ropes the blowing wind, hauls my shroud sail, and I am dumb to tell the hanging man how of my clay is made line. The lips of time reach to the fountain head. Love drips and gathers, and the fallen's blood shall calm her sores. And I am dumb to tell the weather's wind how time has ticked a heaven round the stars. And I am dumb to tell the lover's doom how at my sheet goes the same crooked word. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the last readout of the Moor of the West. I, Dr. Howland Dowell, am here before you. And now, for the remainder of the duration of our time, we shall engage in that interactive salon, which is the hallmark of these presentations. And I'm hoping it'll be a good show, but of course that isn't entirely depending on me, only mostly because of your questions, which are the engine that drive us forward.
Yes.
So you've covered the nuts and bolts, the screws, the washers and so forth. of how everything's done, so no one could possibly make a mistake, since now they could do it in their sleep. Huh? That's the idea?
That's the idea.
Right. Well, let's hope they won't actually be asleep. In order to move a little forward, a little faster, I don't know if you managed to mention, for example, the side note. That's something we do.
Yes, we do side notes.
If we're yakking up here and you think we didn't cover the subject adequately, you can write down what you'd like added and put it on one of those little pieces of paper we give you gratis and have it come up to the desk, and, well, then we do add it. You see, nothing and no one are left out. And then, of course, if you ask a question that we love inordinately, that we feel is in the exact and perfect spirit of the occasion, you get something from us. Not just an answer, but a shot of Fernet Branca, the miracle liquid, dispensed by Ring Monster and bartender Chicken John. If you are exceptionally generous with the emolument, with the premium that you put inside the envelope for me, Dr. Howland Owl, then I will reward you suitably by an extensive, or at least an unexpected, bardic recitation. That's also what we do here. And we've got gags, laughs, surprises, and the usual avalanche of fun, which one may expect at events of this kind.
Sometimes people ask questions that are stupid. And
yeah,
I'll let you know my opinion on that question. Also, there's sometimes people don't understand how the show works, or they don't care, and they want to ask a question, but they don't put any money in the envelope. That's why we have the eight ball. So the answers are a little terse. Is it laconic or laconic?
Laconic.
Laconic.
But also, they're binary. That's the problem.
Yes.
They're either a yes or a no. And I know everybody's digital these days, but surely the elaborations which we like to give are more to the point. But you shall see, because in a matter of seconds, we will be launching forth for the perilous seas in Fairylands Forlorn of the Ask Dr. Fowl show itself. And fairly soon, we will have some of our other special attractions, which are absolutely unique to this presentation.
Okay, we're going to start with a question here about the show. For
all
people
right.
who are that's new to the show.
Contemporary, postmodern, self-referential.
They want to know, this question of Dan, would like to know why the question slip is longer than the envelope. And he also wants to know what kind of an idiot is running this show. Two questions.
What was the last part about an egret?
No, it was an idiot.
Oh, idiot.
What kind of an idiot makes the question slip longer than the envelope?
Greek. Idiot.
You idiot. You
well,
idiot. You idiot.
Sure, this was an inadvertent omission on our part, Dan, or perhaps we did it on purpose.
You idiot. You idiot.
Something for your fidgeting fingers to do. That is to say, to fold your slip over and preserve whatever the question is in a modest manner. So that it's not until we get to unfold it and gaze goggle-eyed on its very nakedness up here that it is revealed. As a matter of security, Dad, at least you can look at it that way. We often do. Yes, we could make envelopes exactly the size of the question slips, and we could, in fact, make them redolent of a faint perfume, which might be more appropriate in certain quarters. But come on, you can take envelopes and questions of different size, surely. Can't you? Is this enough to break you on the rocks of the Ask Dr. Hal show? Well, then I'm afraid you're not going to be very well prepared for some of the greater shocks which may be coming. Now you know about the slips, and perhaps you also know about the idiot singular, or idiots plural, allowing for the blind hand of chance to shape our art. It is not digitally created and nailed down from the beginning, but organic, and grows and flourishes and develops as we stumble and bang and bump through the show. Thank you very much.
Now let's let's have a round of applause for him. Let it out. It's okay. We did this show once in Arizona. And why is that funny?
Oh, believe me.
Is it just Arizona? Hold on, let's see if it's Arizona that's funny. Ready? Arizona.
See, it's not even the smoked pot guys who find it funny, but everybody laughs.
Did you get everybody stoned before the show?
It's a comeback time.
Show them your road case. This guy's got a road case for his weed for when we go on tour to Arizona.
Like being prepared, but don't get busted by Sheriff Joe Arpaio, America's sheriff.
Me and Hal went to Arizona. I was very sad.
Yes, we did.
And we did this show, and everybody clapped after every question. It was weird. It was a weird thing. You're not going to do that tonight. You're like,
but somebody threw the fear of the Lord into those people.
Boom. Okay. This is an interesting question. This guy's a rule breaker here. He put a dollar in the envelope. Yeah.
That's according to the rules.
He put a Chinese business card in the envelope, and then he wrote his question on the envelope. A real rebel. But it's a good question, and it's a real question, and we're going to ask it now.
Is it about electrical and electronic engineering?
No. It's about genetic engineering.
No.
Why is having blue eyes and blonde hair so common, and having blue eyes and
green?
Black hair so rare? Dark hair.
Dark.
Dark hair so rare.
Dark, it is crags of
rare,
drift ice, crowns cracking in front.
You didn't realize it.
Yes, among other famous humans who've had dark hair and blue eyes, you have Adolf Hitler, for example. Yes, it does show up. But why is it common? Well, perhaps it is the default condition of a certain strain of humanity. And I will even say, upon this auspicious occasion, continuing from something we had in our previous show, that this is probably the Neanderthal gene. Yes, we tend to think of these shuffling subhuman cavemen as being dark-haired and ape-like, but that is our prejudice. In fact, they were blonde-haired and white-skinned and light-eyed and, we didn't exterminate them. We loved them to death. We loved them out of existence, and we absorbed them into our gene pool. And so now, every now and then, a little blue-eyed boy is born who may have an ancestral memory of a tussle with a mammoth, or a blue-eyed girl is born considering how she was once the inexorable priestess who determined life and death for a small group of hairy rhinoceros eaters. Thank you.
Okay. You guys are going to try to do it, right? You're going to try to out Arizona. And then that's what's going on here?
Oh, yes. Well, I used to live in Arizona. I don't know if that is relevant, but I lived there for a number of years. So I know it well, or knew what it was well.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that Hal actually has an Arizona accent.
The arid zone.
And Hal has it.
I got a funny accent.
I went to Tucson and everybody sounded not exactly like Hal, but there's certain words that are said in a certain way.
How no, brown cow?
My brother also spoke like me, my sister.
Your brother and your sister, you know, it's uncanny how alike the speeches and the cadence and all that. Quite amazing. Here we go. Question from Bill.
Bill,
there that space is big, like really big. I hear, it's not that. It's I hear that space is big, like really big.
Yeah.
But is it really, really big?
Really, really big. Really, really big.
How big is it really?
Really, really.
How big is space really, Hal?
Okay, space is really big. By anybody's system of measurement, the endless measurement of distance and time, galaxies without number, shining against the velvety blackness of the infinite void, etc., etc. But once you factor this in, space is not really, really big. It's really big, but it's not really, really big because half of the bigness is already used up. You see, we're looking out at the gigantic, measureless oceans of space surrounding us, but we could be looking the other way into the amount of space we take up. It has been calculated that as far as the ultimate limit of bigness and smallness, the human fits exactly in the middle. We contain the minor cosmos. Outside us is the major cosmos. By the time you get down to the quantum level, you can't really get smaller than those indestructible atoms. So, this is what I've been told at any rate. Space is just about as big as it ought to be. Thank you.
How about a shout out for that questioner? Where's the questioner? Come
on and get a shot of
the questioner, please. Who sits so sly, does not know how to reply.
Are you?
Space is big. Space is really large. Big. That's why we call it really space. Really. Okay. Drought, the NSA, global warming, peak oil, etc., etc., etc. Are we fucked? Are we fucked, Hal?
Why, yes, Chicken, we are totally fucked. And the drought and these other things that you mentioned are only a piece of the
fuckery.
Yo! Boy, the lights are flickering, maybe it's just me. Oh, that thing is so creepy. This horrible giant spider, and it jumped on me. Oh, but it was all part of puzzling evidences, gags, and wacky jokes. And...
Did you say spider?
And of course, now the hero of the show will choose this and this and be with you.
My beautiful rocket away.
What is there, but you don't allow what otherwise would be there to live. And so if we were only much fewer in number and cavemen out hunting and gathering instead of constantly destroying the soil with agriculture, we could be eating cattle. There's no problem with that as long as it didn't have to eat grain. It should eat cellulose. But the whole thing is so gross and out of proportion that a certain amount of correction will have to happen, which actually won't be pleasant.
That's kind of a bummer. Thanks.
Well, you have. Believe me, I'm soft pedaling it. I'm turning the edges round and so on. So
let's leave it.
And besides, go ahead. Pete Goldie might say science might somehow figure out a way to save us.
Giant robots will save us after all.
Well, they can save them.
Giant robot, kill.
This is an important question.
All right.
Anybody know what movie this is from right now? Thank you.
Good. Well,
at least four of us knew. Did you know how?
Do I know what?
What movie this is from?
Is that the question?
No, that's not the question. It's the song that Kayron's playing. It's the soundtrack of Stripes.
The Bill Murray comedy.
Yes, well, kind of a comedy. Kind of a tragedy.
Think about it was good, but the Coneheads was better. But that surely wasn't the question.
How many slugs
can a slug catcher catch?
Can a banana slug slug?
Oh, okay.
If a banana slug knew Kung Fu.
Well, this is characterizing peaceful and loving slugs as war-making intervals. And how easily we project our flaws on others and on the rest of the animal kingdom. But it is true that, going back to my other question, despite what vegetarians would like to believe, for everything that lives, something has to die. And huge, fat, bulbous slugs do throw their weight around where the rest of these boneless creatures are concerned. So I'm afraid that it only takes one exceptionally large, smug, and self-satisfied slug to throw it all out of bounds. But I would submit that the same is true in any community, including our home.
Oh my God.
Blobs and globs of sidewalk slime, I'm stepping on them all the time. They've got their business, I've got mine. I've looked at slugs that way, but now they just obscure the ground. They're everywhere for miles around. I'd like to take a walk downtown, but slugs get in my way. I've looked at slugs from both sides now, from front and back, and still somehow it's slugs' secretions I recall. I really don't know slugs at all. Don't call that. That's for KPFA. That's not for here.
848.
No. Don't call that. And don't call here either. I don't even know how to answer the phone. Maybe it doesn't work.
Beautiful sounds enhance the show.
Na, 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 na. So, you have questions, we got answers here.
Bishop Joey, dance, dance, but he'll first steal your money. Watch it more and rob you blind.
First, we'll
and
answer
what
those
is
questions
your question
in a very slow,
Bishop
normal...
State short question, please.
How big is that halo around your head?
Well, if you just bend down here like this...
Okay, now look real close. That pterodactyl has taken his ass flight.
It's stuck on the thing, he can't talk.
He's been grabbed by King Kong and torn limb from the...
Do you have to dial
3-3-1? He should never... Never have messed around with
911 in this area.
What? No way.
So we'll have to put you on hold until we can get back to you.
Evil aliens from
hold
our
this.
World are bombarding Earth with a terrifying
there, he's all
form
better.
Of
he
radiation.
Got better naturally. You see,
the organic method works.
Turning us all into withering idiots.
Okay, I give.
Kiss my ass.
Kiss
my ass.
Holiest day.
Coming
the holy. Don't you think, caller, that it is the holiest day of the millennium?
No. Holy cow. I'm so tender.
I mean,
And.
Fine winter's day.
That's deeper than I thought. Yeah.
Burning into protoplasmic goo.
Well, that's
going against
the brain. Jack Frost nibbling at your fingertips.
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to go see it tonight and get talking about outrage and get all huffy and talk about
haircuts and...
I'm going to huff, and I'm going to puff, and blow your house.
Oh, yeah, well, that's... There's an intermission around 1965, yeah.
Then you'll
and then it gets all heated up again until 1969, and then it just goes all the...
How many different theories are there?
How many what?
Is it supposed to be the definitive theory, or is it...
No, I think it's just entertainment plus theory, you know, based on theory. Yes, right, exactly. So you can't really tell which is which, but it's probably a lot of fun to watch because, you know, he gets to build exploding head dummies. And
we really mean it.
I mean, who? It's like seeing the first shot in Apocalypse Now. Well, I see what this movie is. You talk a bunch of people into some money and go blow up an island. Then I can get behind that.
Epstein Island or Fantasy Island.
Shot in Oliver Stone's new record-breaking movie JFK, starring Martin Short, John,
starring Wilfred Peasley.
First shot.
And now, the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. Ends its Bobcast Day on Listener Confounded Radio Valencia.fm. At this time, we like to think of our own mortality, a predicament we share with all, but particularly attendant upon me as an old guy. You know, they think you don't want anything or need anything or care about anything, but in fact you want, need, and care all the more, but these are denied to you. Nor do they think you are worthy of love and passion or even basic human consideration. And it could be that your girlfriend ran off with a guy with a pair of disco ball earrings, who is in fact a better man than you. But no one ever said life was going to be a custard pie, I am well aware. And so, on this occasion of termination, we close the show with trembling hope of better and future podcasts. And on behalf of the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, we wish you good night and good morning.
Essere qui. Questa è l'unica camicia bianca che ho.
La bebè du matin è sulle table du mon oncle.
È bella. Sì.
Merci. mesdames?
The laundry in Italy is too expensive.
Voilà.
If you understood that.
Basso.
Germany, too. 18 marks, one little bitty wash. Anyway, queste canzoni si chiama Redwood Ramble.